This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. Thousands of young climate justice activists from around the country are gathering in Pittsburgh for Power Shift 2013. That begins Friday, October 18th and goes through the 21st. Seth Bush, Pennsylvania campus organizer with the Sierra Club Student Coalition, is based in Pittsburgh, and he's here to talk with me about it. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
You've got quite a slate of speakers from our local Bill Peduto, basically heir apparent to the mayoral seat, to Bill McKibben of 350.org. Why don't you talk about some of the speakers?
A really incredible lineup. Bill Peduto, he's going to talk about hopefully kind of, you know, what direction Pittsburgh's going in, because, you know, Power Shift is coming here. It's been in D.C. since 2007, every other year, and they're kind of moving out of the Beltway here to Pittsburgh, because we have this really incredible confluence of, you know, we have mountaintop removal to our south and fracking right in our backyards, but we also have an incredible opportunity for green economy development here in Pittsburgh. I'm really excited for him to lead that direction, lead us on that clean energy path. But yeah, we have a whole slate of speakers lined up throughout the weekend. Mike Bruhn from the Sierra Club, the executive director, is going to be speaking. Bill McKibben, who a lot of people identify with, he has been organizing with 350.org on everything from the tar sands campaign to divestment in schools. Philip Agnew, one of the kind of different voices that we're having in here, he works with the Dream Defenders from Florida. They really have been focusing on the Trayvon Martin case. So kind of recognizing the intersectionalities in our movement and the need for kind of a holistic movement if we're going to take on climate change. So Philip's going to talk to that a little bit.
Do you worry, though, that this could dilute a message from climate change?
I don't think so. I think if anything, it's really going to strengthen it. If we're bringing all these diverse voices together, I think we have a really incredible opportunity to underscore the fact that climate change is not just an environmental issue, it's a social justice issue. And, you know, we need kind of all hands on deck to be dealing with this. Because if people have front lines issues like can't marry the person who they want to marry or put food on their table, that's priority number one.
This is about youth movement, and then you are young yourself. Do you mind telling me a little bit about your story and how you came to the table?
Actually, I grew up in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, and I come from a Quaker community, and you know I've kind of always had the environmental mindset. It's always been kind of part of my life, and recognizing not only that, you know, we really need a strong community to be able to take care of each other, but we also need the environment that community exists in, and we need to be healthy, and we need to be responsible with the resources that we have. And so that was always kind of in the back of my head, and I got kind of involved with recycling and personal sustainability issues in high school. And it wasn't until I came to college, and actually Power Shift 2009, which was a regional conference in Penn State, where I started seeing, whoa, there's all these environmental justice issues like mountaintop removal, and that's where I learned about fracking, and that eventually turned me on to tar sands extraction. There's these huge extractive industries that are literally fracturing communities. Well, and then once I started learning more about climate change and what's going on there, I realized, wow, you know, the community that I hold so near and dear could ultimately be impacted as well. And I studied at University of Pittsburgh electrical engineering, and I just really found a home in organizing, and found a support network in organizing. I helped put together the Pittsburgh Student Environmental Coalition here once upon a time, too.
And how old are you now?
I'm 23.
Is there a goal to come up with something at the end of this weekend?
Power Shift here is really intended to kind of glue together the youth climate movement and get people excited, and so that they can not just have an event where they have a lot of fun, but walk away with a plan. So I guess that's kind of the document that we walk away with. We're going to have state breakouts on the Sunday afternoon where we're going to have, you know, each region coming together to talk about how are we going to work together after Power Shift? What campaign plans are we bringing back to our campuses, back to our communities, to strengthen those communities and push our campuses to invest in clean energy and divest from fossil fuels and shut down coal plants on campus and stay away from natural gas drilling on campus. So I know me in particular, after Power Shift, my job is going to be to work with the campuses that I brought to Power Shift. So Pitt, for example, we're hopefully going to be running a campaign to kind of steer the university towards cleaner energy. So kind of getting off of fossil fuels as much as possible. And at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, another campus that I've been working on, they're actually dealing with drilling right on campus. Their students are going to be coming here to learn how can they put together a campaign, what skills do they need to resist that a little bit and say that, you know, drilling for natural gas on campus is not conducive to a healthy academic environment. The Pennsylvania State System for Higher Education, their faculty union actually recently came out saying that they don't support fracking. And so we need the students to start having a voice here. Tom Corbett not too long ago said, oh, well, I'm cutting your funding, but you can drill on campus to make up for some of that funding. And students are like, no, that's not really a sustainable solution. Some campuses are coming to PowerShift, like from University of North Carolina. They just recently had some pretty major victories shutting down a coal plant on campus. There's some campuses who have been doing some really, really incredible work and are coming to PowerShift to learn how can we take it up to the next level. Okay, so we shut down a coal plant on campus. How do we get our university to divest their funds, divest their endowment from fossil fuels and reinvest in a clean energy future? Because a lot of colleges and universities across the country right now, they have their money, you know, the money that they pull from for a lot of their funding is invested somewhere. It's not just sitting in a bank. It's actually invested in funds. And a lot of that is invested in dirty fossil fuel companies that are not only polluting and emitting carbon into the atmosphere in a huge way, but also running these extractive industries that are deeply damaging communities.
As the conference winds down, there's going to be some action.
Monday is going to be our opportunity to kind of show this excitement and flex our muscle as the youth climate justice movement. We're going to have an action downtown. It's going to be a march and rally. It'll be starting around 10 a.m. and some more details are being worked out on that. We're working with local labor unions as well as local organizations. It's not just going to be a youth thing. It's going to be a multi-generational thing.
Well, thanks for speaking with me.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. This is great.
Seth Bush is Pennsylvania campus organizer with Sierra Club's Student Coalition. He's based here in Pittsburgh, where the PowerShift 2013 event will be taking place starting Friday, October 18th, running to the 21st. That's when thousands of young climate activists are expected to come here from around the country. You can find out more information at AlleghenyFront.org.